This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in February 19th of this year. We're talking no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the chairman and president and CEO of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. Great to be here.
It's been a little while, but we've all seemed to hunker down and survive so far. How about you?
I'm doing okay. We're considered essential manufacturing, so we're still in business, but from home and stuff like that. So we're keeping safe.
Well, you know, I recently saw something that I wanted to get you on the show and ask you a couple of questions. One was, I see that the FIFTI has just published a new article, Z-Pinch, as a potential fusion energy source. And I just want to know, could you break that down for us? Because I didn't quite understand that.
Sure. Sorry for the acronyms. The MIFTI stands for magneto-inertial fission, and this is Dr. Hafiz and Jerry Simmons and their crew of scientists and engineers developing a plasma fusion device that generates neutrons, which can do wonderful things. They call it the Z-pinch fusion because there's a sort of a sonic shock wave that they send through, in addition to all the other things they're doing to make a tremendously hot pressure. And the word staged means that they're, even though the whole system is taking only a nanosecond to do its job, still there's certain steps that they go through. First, they turn on the magnetic shielding, and then they puff in a little more gas, stuff like that, to make the pressure and temperature the same as it is on the inside of the sun, which is quite amazing.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the Air Force Mach 2 plasma code?
I'm glad you asked. So so let me say first that the word plasma, we're talking about very, very hot gases. That makes a plasma like in plasma welding. And so in order to do fusion, you have to get very, very, very hot. The Air Force, you may wonder why they're in the fusion business. They're not really. They're the ones that built the simulation software because, you know, the fastest aircraft, the rockets and the jets and the spacecraft, that's all about hot moving gases. So they have developed simulations on their supercomputers that will tell you, you know, if you make the nozzle smaller and you run the jet faster, then this will happen. If you spin the turbine faster, this will happen.
Got it.
The simulation software. And so they've been kind enough to share it with the MIFTI company. They start out with their test results and the known behavior of a previous fusion experiments and prototypes, and they use that to tell them what would happen if they're able to push, you know, make a tighter magnetic bottle, or if they push more electric current through their fusion cell. So that's what's going on there.
So, Bob, let me ask you this. What energies and experiments are we actually talking about, and why is it so important to U.S. Nuclear Corp?
Sure. So let's start with the experiments, and then we'll get to the import.
Okay.
MIFTI is, funded primarily by ARPA. That's ARPA-E for energy. That's the federal group that funds the most difficult and important projects, scientific projects. They've developed prototypes and designs, and they're constantly doing tests, various tests at different universities and national laboratories. Many months ago, as I think I mentioned on your show, they were able to go on to the 1 million ampere Reno, Nevada terawatt facility and test their fusion cell, and they got 10 billion neutrons per pulse, which is extraordinary, thousands of times more than any other private company has gotten to. And now they're working to schedule a test on the 4 million ampere at the L3 Harris company. They have a facility that can supply that much current and a containment to contain a fusion reaction. And they're doing that because the prototype that MIFTI is working on now, that's at the UC San Diego, actually, that prototype is going to be a 10 to 20 million ampere hour device, and they needed the Mach 2 software to tell them when they made their little tweaks and improvements and just how to do it to get the most neutrons out of it. I mentioned that they got 10 billion neutrons with 1 million ampere. With 4 million ampere, it's not linear. They expect to get 1 trillion neutrons.
Wow.
4 million. And that's more than enough to do the medical isotopes that I keep talking about.
Right.
I'm on your show. In fact, the Air Force Mach 2 code shows that there's a good chance that they might even get to what you call break-even neutrons, where they're getting back as much energy from the neutrons as they put in. That's called break-even. Or, according to the software, they might even make it to a net gain situation. You know, he's going to go down in the history books for that. Now, U.S. Nuclear is investor. We own 10% of MIFTEC, which is the medical arm, and a smaller percentage of MIFT, which is the electrical power arm. That brings us to that.
And when do you think all that's going to come to fruition, their studies?
So hopefully they'll do those tests within the next year.
Awesome. Awesome. My guest today has been Bob Goldstein. He's the CEO and President and Chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, let me ask you this. We've got about a minute and a half left. Your stock's been down around 65 cents. Your market cap's around 14 million. I know you really can't control any of that, but where do you see us in the next two or three quarters after we get through all this? Kind of bring us up to speed of what you're hoping that will happen in the next two or three quarters for the company.
I think that we're going to continue with our organic growth and shipping more product. We're also working very hard on acquisitions, very much hope to close one or more acquisitions in the next few months, actually.
Wow.
You know, as a public company, just being a public company in principle gives you access to investor money, but in fact, if you're too small, then they don't pay enough attention to you. So it's our goal to get to 20 million in gross revenue as soon as we can, hopefully within the next year. Then we think we'll maybe be in a position to upgrade to NASDAQ.
Very good. Very good. Well, this is my personal opinion. You've been on my show many, many times over the years. Right now, for my listeners, if you're looking for a great entry into this company, I don't think you can get much hurt here picking it up around 65 cents to 70 cents a share. Again, that's my personal opinion. Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Hopefully, you'll come back on in 30 or 40 days. Give us an update of what's going on, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thanks, Everett. That's great.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.